We pray, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. A few years back, the previous dorm supervisor was talking to me right after chapel. It was just a few weeks before his last year at Emmanuel. And I believe he was looking ahead to the next phase of his life when he told me, he volunteered this to me, what he was not going to miss. He was not going to miss being in charge 24/7. He was not going to miss keeping a lid on rambunctious boys and their antics in the dorm. No big surprise, right? He was not going to miss disciplinary measures, doing what it takes to enforce the rules. But then he told me, again, voluntarily, I didn't ask him this, he told me what he was going to miss. He was going to miss chapel, he said, coming down here every day and having the chance to hear the Word of God. Now, he's not the only one with that attitude, I'm sure. I know of a person close to your age who said pretty much the same thing in writing. In a flash article, she listed what she was going to miss, and here's what was on the list. Another thing I'm going to miss is all of the chapels. When I came here as a freshman, I didn't really care for them at all. But now that I realize that I won't have them anymore, I know I will miss them, she said. Did you detect her change in attitude over a four-year period of time? It's an example, I believe, of God fulfilling what He lays out in a text that I want to read today, James 1, verses 18 through 21. Now the passage before says, Father of lights, keep that in mind, Father of lights, of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. How can a former student and a former dorm supervisor miss chapel so much and have that same strong feeling toward what we do here? Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't the comfort of the seats you have there in the bleachers, or this gym atmosphere that we have as our chapel location. It had to have been the Word of God, the content. James calls it the Word of truth that brought us forth. Literally, that gave birth to our faith. God caused us to be His children by giving us our faith, and He used the Word to do it. In verse 21, it's called the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls. God's Word has such an impact on believers because they hear the voice of their Lord. It's God talking to them with His truth, and God producing faith in their hearts, and God causing His Word to stick like a seed planted in the ground by the farmer. Now, something you should understand about the format here is that it's not a two-way street, but a one-way street. We don't have a roundtable discussion for 8 to 10 minutes. It's not a question and answer period. It's pretty much the chaplain speaks, audience hears. But really, you should think of that as God talking through the chaplain, words that He wants you to hear. Or to say it another way, God is giving you something through a delivery person, and you take it. This is a big reason why James directs us to be quick to hear, slow to speak. Obviously, if you're talking while the chapel speaker is talking, you're not matching the quick to hear, slow to speak mindset, attitude, and conduct. But that's not the end of it, having an open ears and a shut mouth. There's more to it than that. Quick to hear would mean that you're engaged mentally. You're trying to understand what's being said here. The goal, finally, is that the Word of God will stay with you and bless you the rest of the day and beyond that. So can you do it? Can you be the model chapel listener? The kind of listener who wants to be here, ready to absorb it, liking what is coming your way because you know you need it so much? Can you even be the kind of listener who will miss it when access to it is gone? I have to tell you that inside each one of us is a chapel despiser, a chapel hater, and not just chapel. Our flesh wants nothing to do with what God says, no matter what the format is. Worship in church, Bible class, religion class, the sinful nature hates it all. If you find yourself wanting to be someplace else rather than here at this time, that feeling comes from your flesh, not your faith. If you let yourself fixate on something rather than hearing the Word, that's your flesh acting up. It's a reason why James has to tell people who do believe in Christ, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted Word. So making chapel or church a profitable experience for you and me will require that we say no to our flesh again and again and again and keep the focus on what God wants and what God gives. Success won't happen overnight, probably. There will be setbacks, times when we need to repent of our failure to listen. It's certainly a work in progress. But thankfully, your God does the hard work of changing attitudes and hearts for the better. I want to sum this up by taking one more look at what you actually receive as a benefit from the Word of God delivered here or elsewhere. In His Word, God is coming to you and telling you, I love you unconditionally. I care about you so much that I sent Jesus to take the punishment of all your sins, take them out of the way, and make the forgiveness of all your sins a sure thing. I care about you so much, God says. I want you, my family, forever, and I'll do what it takes to make that happen, putting the faith in your heart and keeping it alive day after day. My love for you does not change, even though problems are mounting in your life. You still have my promise that I'm with you and will help you through it. And if your life seems to have so much disappointment, well, I want you to see something better, God says. That bright future in store, which Jesus won for us. Yes, that promise of eternal life that He gives to us because of Him. When God gets through to you and me, when God grabs our attention with His Word, when God shows us the value of that Word, well, then your attitude will be what your faith already has. Namely, that you want to be here. Because you know what you get here. You know how much you need it. And you expect God to give it to you in His wonderful Word. Amen. Our hymn today is worded like a prayer. So you can pray as you sing. Stanzas 3 and 4. Of hymn 296, stanzas 3 and 4, hymn 296.